great to be joined this week by Dr. Guy Harvey, Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio, and the world-renowned artist, scientist, conservationist. He gives back, and he's always got something new on the table. Guy, thanks for joining me today.
Rick, a great pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, an honor to talk to you. You have a lot going on. I know you've been away from land for a little bit, so welcome back. And I got a lot of great information. I can't look forward anymore to the Spring 2020 collection with featuring some of your original artwork. Kind of give the listeners a little overview of that.
Yes, as far as the apparel license goes, we have a new licensee called Intradeco, and they're coming out with a bunch of new products, new styles, and of course I'm creating new artwork all the time for them. So while the brand has been around for 30 plus years, we always keep up with innovating new products almost monthly.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of great new looks, and I love the artwork. Of course, your artwork is for sale. The product line, the apparel line, t-shirts, shorts, headwear, swimming, layering pieces, and now boating, casual footwear as well. What's the difference between the apparel and when it comes to footwear?
Well, we signed up a brand new licensee from New York called JSSI, or Jack Short Shoes, are a very famous brand, and the first response from the consumers has been fantastic. I love the product, and they're a good partner for the rest of the brand, especially the apparel side of it.
Yeah.
And of course, people, when they buy the Guy Harvey products, they're making a contribution to a lot of our research and conservation efforts, so you're becoming part of my team.
Absolutely. They share the same vision as you do. And we're with Guy Harvey here, noted artist, scientist, conservationist. And Guy, when it comes to the ocean, I know it's something dear to you. You're home away from home. And how important has it been you to give back so much over the years?
It's been really important, Rick. It's kind of the raison d'etre, so to speak. The business part of it is the sort of necessary evil to get the cash flow going, because it takes cash to care about these things and to provide funding for the research, which is very difficult and very expensive in the open ocean especially, and also the consequent education and conservation programs. The species we target are primarily offshore species, which people won't see in captivity in a zoo or an aquarium, and so not much opportunity to study them in a controlled situation. So we go out there into their realm, often far from land. On this last expedition in Costa Rica, we were 120, 130 miles offshore. We catch, tag, and track these animals. And our website, which is ghritracking.org, has a lot of the results of all the tracking. We use the most recent technology available. Attach these tags to the animals, and there's two ways they communicate with satellites. One is through a spot tag, which will communicate when the animal's spin cuts the surface. It communicates through air, and of course that's used mostly for sharks, billfish, tunas, and other species that really don't come to the surface that much. We use what we call a pat tag, which archives the data, comes off the animal, and then transmits all that data collected over maybe a year to a satellite and back to you. So two different techniques we use, both work very well.
Yeah, and we invite everybody, as we talk to Guy Harvey here, invite everyone to check out GuyHarvey.com for all the information on scientific research, educational initiatives, the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation, and of course all the great apparel and items for sale. And Guy, you're a prolific artist, to say the least. Where do you get the inspiration? It's a lot of different artwork. It's all beautiful, colorful. But do you ever get stuck, artist block, or do you always have ideas churning in your head?
No, I never get artist block. Interesting question. One reason for all these expeditions, both diving and fishing, and often a combination like the last one, is to generate new inspiration. And while we're doing these tagging programs, we're also filming them, so we're making educational content for viewers, especially for kids. But also, You're learning something every single day out on the ocean, and I'm always learning. Disaster. We encounter some species of dolphins I've never swum with before. Rough-toothed dolphins, common dolphins, and also swimming with lots of different oceanic shark species, which is pretty cool. So all the time I'm being inspired by new work, and it keeps that productive cycle going.
Absolutely, and it really, your passion shows. I know it's your life's work, and we really love it. Talk about growing up on Jamaica's south coast. You grew up in Jamaica. How has that island embraced conservation efforts? And kind of talk about maybe anything you've done to help Jamaica out.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm a 10th generation Jamaican, so we have deep roots there. And luckily I had a family, parents who loved the outdoors, particularly fishing, so I grew up with it all the time. And it's one thing I've been very fortunate with is taking my two kids, Jessica and Alex, out fishing a lot. They got many world records, stuff like that. But even today, they both work for me, and so they're both very good in the field. And it's great to have them sort of carry the banner now, because... you know, I'm getting on in life. But in terms of Jamaica, it was so inspirational. I did my PhD there. I was a lecturer there at the university for several years. Having left and been away for 20 years now, living in Grand Cayman, I have helped a couple of different projects. One fish sanctuary in particular, of which there are now 18 or 20 different fish sanctuaries. But you can see a move to try and make a bigger effort in conservation. As you know, in every developing country, there's lots of people who live from day to day, meal to meal, and so marine life, fish in particular, is a source of food for a lot of people who are not very well. They're poor people, and so they live on what they catch and they eat. And of course, the combined effect of a lot of that activity will wear down your marine resources. So Jamaica's situation from a fisheries perspective is not that rosy, but things are looking up, which is really good.
Yep, thanks to people like you. We're wrapping up here with Guy Harvey and talking about his new clothing collection, the Spring 2020 collection. Can't wait to try some of those on. It's comfortable clothing, Guy. I have to commend you on that. I know you have a say in the design, but how much say or how much do you have to research or try when it comes to the fabrics and kind of what the clothing, the outfits, the apparel is made of? How much say and input do you have in that?
Well, Rick, I'm glad you asked that, because I really have given that up. I have no real taste for style and fashion. I am very critical of how the art is represented, of course, and the quality of the printing and the quality of the fabric only, but in terms of style, I leave that up to the design team and to the fabric manufacturers. And the company we're with, Intradeco, based in Miami, but they have a manufacturing plant in El Salvador, which we've been to just a couple of weeks ago. They are, you know, a vertically integrated company, and they can customize the sort of blend of fabrics depending on what we're after. So I'm very inspired, very excited about the potential of working with this company, because they get it. They know what's in style. They know what works. They know how to do stuff like this. And I leave four of that up to them.
Well, you keep doing what you do best, Guy, and that's the paintings and being a great spokesperson for not only the company but for conservation efforts in the ocean, and really admire you for that. And again, love the apparel line, and can't wait to try some of it on myself. And we would invite everybody to check out GuyHarvey.com. And Guy, we'll hopefully talk to you soon. We'll keep following what you guys are doing, all the good work, and thanks for coming on.
Rick, it's been a great pleasure. Thanks to you and to your listeners, and hope to meet you one day soon.
We'll hope to see you soon, Guy, and take care, safe travels, and have a great rest of the year.
Much appreciated.
Thank
you. All the best.